welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today, I just want to remind you, you don't need nobody's permission to secure what God already gave you access to. I think so often we find ourselves in spaces where we are giving man way too much credit. You know, like we're filling out these applications, we're trying to get into these rooms, we're seeking these promotions, and we are looking at that one person like they the one. I got to network my way to the top, and I got to make sure that this person likes me because they the glue that's going to get me into this door. And the truth is, yes, networking matters. Yes, people are in positions to elevate or demote. Yes, there are people that can offer you opportunities in this world, but it all still goes back to the big guy. God supersedes all of that. And if God wants you to have something, if God has designated for you to be somewhere, there is absolutely nobody in this world that could stop what God has planned. Now, that doesn't mean pray on a thing and then sit and wait for, you know, some fairy to show up in your room to make it happen for you. That ain't how it works. But that means as long as you've honored what God's given you to do, as long as you have checked all the boxes God has given you to fill, as long as you've done all the work, as long as you've applied all of your talents and your gift, you have done your job. You got to trust that whatever God has for you will be yours. And I tell you, sometimes you're aiming here and God's answer is here. Sometimes God will tell you no to a thing because he's got bigger on the way. And you get so discouraged at that no, and you feel so defeated at that no, and you begin to try to figure out how to manipulate that space so you can turn that no into a yes, when the truth is no for a reason, and God has better on the way. You said this, God said bigger. You said that, God said, nah, better. Stop giving these people around you that much credit. Stop giving the enemy that much voice. You got to do, lock in and do what you're supposed to be doing out here. And then continue to go to your Father along the way. God, what do I need to do now? God, who do I need to show up for? God, in what space am I supposed to be serving? God, is it time for me to tithe more? God, what do you need from me in order for me to fulfill the purpose and the destiny that you have on my life? But stop looking at these people like they are God juniors, like they are Jesus come again. These people are no different than you and me. They're people. God puts people in position. God takes people from position. God rises people up. God lets people fall. God will put your name on the mind of somebody that can change your life. But God will also move the person in your way so he can do it. Because beyond all of this, God is still God. So don't you get discouraged because you got to know. Don't get discouraged because you work for 4 years at something and then in one quick call or one email or one Zoom, you got to, I'm sorry, that's not what we see for you. Or we've decided to go another direction. You got to start to praise God in those spaces. Thank you, God, for that no. Thank you, God, they chose somebody else. Because guess what? I don't know what was attached to that yes. What would have happened if I would have got that position? If God allowed that no to happen, trust me when I tell you he knew that something was in that space that wasn't for you. Or he knew that something else was coming that had you written all over it. And if you would have got that, then you would have missed this. So you got to start counting it all joy. You get into a car accident. Okay, maybe that's a devastating thing, but you walked away. Maybe the flat tire happened because had God not stopped you to slow you down, you would have been met with something worse up the road. Maybe God allowed that relationship to fall apart because he needed to isolate you. He needed you to be by yourself. He needed time to cultivate that relationship with him so that he could produce a better version of you because he knew that where you were going, you couldn't be who you've been. So he had to create something different in you. And that required you to be by yourself. That required just you and him. That required you to feel like you were all alone so you could realize he was there all along. Friend, you really got to start counting it all joy. You got to lean into who God is and what he has for you. You got to trust the process. Trust yourself and trust the one that put you here. Because before you were even birthed, God had a plan. Before anybody told you who you were, before trauma exposed you to the things that have conditioned you in the way that you are, God had something that needed that trauma. God had a plan for whatever the enemy did. God had a mountaintop for every valley. And your obedience, your sacrifice, and your honoring his word is required to get you there. So I just wanted to remind you today, you are who he says you are. And God has not forgotten you, overlooked you, or put you in a position where man gets the final say on anything in your life. Count it all joy, scream victory in advance, and thank God for everything he's already brought you through. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this moment. Thank you for the opportunity to gather. Thank you for my voice. Lord, thank you that I woke up today in my right mind, because Lord, you know it's been a struggle some days. Lord, I thank you that you have put us on the minds of people that can change our lives, that you are removing any obstacles from our way, that you are clearing our minds so that we're free from any distractions, that you are showing us what our hands should be busy doing so that we are not busy being filled up with things that don't matter. Lord, allow us to see that although accolades and recognition is good, that what really matters most is how you see us, what you call us, and what we are in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you that you are ever refining us, that you continue to mold us and shape us into the individuals we need to be in order to fulfill the purpose that you have for us on this side of heaven. Lord, we thank you that there is more than enough space on the other side of here so that we, you know, when we get tired, when we get weary, we know that there's a place with our name on it that feels so good and we never have to worry again. So, Lord, thank you that what we are doing on this earth is a good work so that we're not distracted by the things that really don't matter. Lord, we know that you have the final say. We know that you have written our names out in a way in the grand scheme of things in this world that, Lord, we are only here to do good. So allow us to do good. Allow us to not get in our way. Allow our evil thoughts or negative words or trauma to expose others to a version of us that they don't deserve. Lord, allow us to be looked at like we are representatives of you and allow us to show up in that part. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for who you've always been. And we are so grateful for all of the things that you are doing with us that is getting us closer to who we need to be as well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friend, have a good day today. I'll catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee.